We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A Football Friday edition of Sports Daily. Albrock Turtle Savage in for our final induction into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame will also be with us in hour number two for State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week. Nice job last week, Savage. 5-3.
Well, Kay, you kind of screwed us all from having a 6-2, but you know, 5-3, we're making money. You and me, Bruce, we're making money. These other losers, not so much.
I don't want to talk
about
it.
Well, don't worry. I'll be giving away money here fairly soon. I was fortunate to get through it. All right, Paul. Of course, indoor football is something that is very near and dear to you. You've been involved with indoor professional football in Wichita for many, many years. And it's, I think, appropriate that our last induction for this season, or actually for last season, we're just catching up, is based in the history, the very fine and illustrious history of indoor football in the city of Wichita.
Well, that's right. Indoor professional football has been played since 1999. Hard to believe, 22 years.
Isn't that hard to believe?
I know you remember when the first game was played. But what we're doing at the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame, we've been doing this for about 15 years, is selecting a worthy team, somebody special in our city, and inducting this group of young men or young ladies as an entire team. And sometimes when they're, like, pretty good from year to year, we do them both at the same time. And this year's, the 2020 Hall of Fame team inductee is the 2013 and the 2014 Wichita Wild championship indoor football team. And it's not like the city of Wichita has a plethora of professional championships. It doesn't. It's got some. Hockey has some. We've got a few in baseball. But this is really special. This was a special group of guys. And excepting for the Wichita Wild, those two football teams, is a guy who is – had more years on the sidelines coaching indoor professional football than anybody else, Coach Rick Lee. And what a great coach he is. But you know what I really like about Rick Lee is that he is my friend. I want to introduce Coach Rick Lee. Congratulations on this induction for these two football teams, Coach Lee.
Oh, Coach Savage, thank you very much. And my pleasure to be here with you guys today. And, you know, on behalf of the Wichita Wild organization and everybody associated with those two teams, this is a great honor to be able to speak on their behalf. And yes, you are my friend, Paul. So that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Coach, I'm curious about the continuity through various incarnations of indoor football. There has been a real consistency in the city of Wichita. You're one of the guys that's been there over a course of time. That's not an automatic or a given. To 21 years later, to be looking at something like professional indoor football, there's obviously been a following. There's obviously been some passion for this. And there's obviously been good ownership and management to maintain the consistency of indoor football in Wichita.
There sure has, you know, and Paul mentioned, you know, being at one of the first football games. I was a season ticket holder way back with the Wichita Warlords. That was my first introduction into all this. And, you know, through that whole as the season's transpired and things continue to improve ownership wise, when the Wild franchise came around and Mr. Hartman was the owner of this group, steadily built a consistent factor with his support and not just financially, but the way he supported the front office and, you know, people like Mike McCoy and John Blazek and those guys that worked through that office, continued to build a consistent staff. There weren't a whole bunch of changes as we went through everything and continued to upgrade player selection. And, the coaching staff continued to get better as we went through it as well. And, from the top down, Mr. Hartman was a big part of that. And we're sure grateful for that as he led us through these seasons with the Wild.
What does indoor football mean to the football community? I've always seen it as a chance for guys who just love the game, because it's not glamorous. We all know that. It really is just about loving football and not wanting to let go and being able to hold on to that for as long as you can, right? It's really cool to see people be able to continue their careers and their dream that way.
Right. We always talked about how there were, two types of guys playing indoor football. There's the types of guys that are still trying to progress. They just got out of college and they're trying to make another stepping stone, get more reps under their belt and, to build their resume and try to continue on up into the Canada League or whatever else might follow them from there. A few guys from the indoor leagues have busted into the NFL, and that's not a rarity, but it does happen. And there's the other guys that are on the back end of their career that just love the game so much they want to continue to play and want to find a spot where they can feel like it's home and continue to play and continue to have a good time and relish that sport that we all grow to love.
Rick, obviously now as you evolve into a Hall of Famer, and we congratulate you on this step in your career, or as a result of your career, what over the years has been the most gratifying thing for you as it relates to your connection to indoor football? Has it been the development of players, the development of friendships? Just give us a sense for what it is that has been the most gratifying for you over the course of time.
Well, I think it's the overall experience. And, of course, in that experience, it becomes the building of relationships and, continuing to work with grown gentlemen and becoming friends with them and seeing how they progress and work their way through, the adversity that happens to all of us in the game of football. And to see those guys develop and continue their passion for the game, that's a big part of it. And then, the friendships that come from that, like meeting Paul. I didn't know Paul before we got into the indoor game, and building those relationships with other coaches, general managers, the fan bases, all those kinds of things, that's what makes it special. And having a family environment where my own family can grow up in that environment. And, they're huge supporters of the indoor game and everything like that. So it's all of that stuff encompassing that really makes it, a total experience that makes you want to stay in it for as long as you can.
And the last thing for me, Hartman was kind of a fun place to watch games for you. It's a different type of arena than a lot of the indoor arenas that I've seen. And I've seen a lot of them in different markets around the country. It's kind of a cool atmosphere there at Hartman, and I know the teams have moved around a little bit, but Hartman seems like it was a special place, especially in those championship years.
It really was. That facility up there being, 5,000 for a football game, the average attendance is around 3,000 or so. And you put those 3,000 into that smaller venue with great sight lines and the fans real close. There was no distancing there at all. From the walls and the sideline, and it was just an electric, atmosphere all the way around, and a family atmosphere. There were a lot of things that were really neat about it. And, we've been in some really nice arenas, we've been in some that just make you shake your head because it might be an old rodeo arena and they just threw the turf down. So to be at Hartman, we always considered that to be one of the class venues of any of the leagues that we ever played in. And for those two championships to be won at home, both of those there. That was exciting stuff, and you know, the crowd was phenomenal there, and it was wonderful to celebrate in such a great venue.
All right, Rick, listen, congratulations from Jacob and yours truly. This is an exciting moment. And Paul, I'll let you continue on with the induction.
Well, I'm so grateful for Coach Lee to come in and accept for all the players and coaches and management and ownership groups of the Wichita Wild, and thank you for doing that. I will say this, it is a hoot to coach mature men who can run. I mean, you know, we always talk about speed on the football field, and on any given indoor professional football team, there's always speed to burn, and that's a fun thing to coach. But this is a serious moment, and I want to take just a moment and thank Coach Lee for coming in, and I want to make sure that everybody involved with these teams knows this. At this time, the 2013 and 14 Wichita Wild Indoor Professional Championship football teams have been nominated, elected, and are now officially inducted into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame and are now members in good standing and granted all the rights and privileges pertaining hereto. Coach Lee, thanks for coming in and representing all these great coaches and players and ownership groups. Thank you so much. We're so appreciative of all you do for football and for young people across this state. So, Coach Lee, thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Paul. We appreciate it. And, again, on behalf of the organization and all the management, ownership, players, you know, there's too many to really, you know, to name and mention. But on behalf of all those folks, we appreciate and are very honored to have been nominated and selected into the Hall of Fame. Thank you very much.
All right. There he goes, Rick Lee, the newest member of the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame, actually representing the 2013-2014 Wichita Wild. Paul, before we turn the page and get to the rest of the show here, where are you with the next class here? Because obviously COVID has kind of wreaked havoc with everybody's sense of timing. Where are you with the next group of inductees and next class for the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame?
Well, that's a good question. And I want to thank you and Jacob in particular first. First and foremost, thank you, fellas, for helping me do this. I couldn't have done it without you guys. And you believe in this project, and I'm so grateful to both of you. Thank you so much. But right now, the guys and gals that we just inducted in the teams and the organization, the Wichita Open, were all a product of the 2020 Hall of Fame induction class. I know that sounds weird. We had scheduled for April 2nd the induction ceremony to be held. And, Bruce, you've been to many of these, and you know, well, they draw 300-400 people at a time, don't they? They're really
yes.
a big
It's
deal.
A lot of fun.
It's a lot of
it's
fun.
It's a lot of fun.
And we canceled it. I mean, just like most organizations in 2020, the first half of 2020, we were very scared about bringing people together. First of all, I'm not sure people would have come if we'd have continued to do it, but we canceled it. Turns out in 2021 – we have not announced a class, and I think we're going to pass this year and not do a class because before you turn around, 2022 is going to be here. So we will probably announce another class in 2022. I have talked to Tony, not knowing where we are with COVID because nobody knows. I don't know. I know you two don't
sure.
know. And so Tony has agreed to induct the 2022 class on KFH Sports Daily. You guys didn't even know that, but he's already agreed. And we're going to do it again. But it's so much fun. You take one segment, and it's such a special segment. And I believe from people that I visit with, they love these segments. They love learning about people who achieved in Wichita. The one moment that I'm sorry you missed when you were out of town and had to cover something on one of the Hall of Fame inductions was with Dr. Ken Jansen. I know you probably know Ken.
Ken.
I don't know if you knew this about him. Did you know he's a Dartmouth grad? He's my second
yes.
favorite Dartmouth grad. And you know who my first is. Tell me who my first is. Come
well,
on.
that would be my dear departed father. But thank you for I appreciate that.
But Ken was inducted into the Dartmouth Athletic Hall of Fame, so he is pretty accomplished in track and field. But anyway, you missed that one. I knew you would have got a kick out of that. But Yeah. It's been so much fun. And, Jacob, thank you for allowing me to do this. And I hope you guys look forward to 2022.
Sure.
And we all get together, and let's induct another class into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame next year. We'll do it because, man, it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is a lot of fun. All right, Paulie, we'll see you in about 45 minutes, 30 minutes, actually.
All right.
35 minutes or so on the State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week. Jacob and I will continue here in just a moment on Sports Daily. Potential suitors for AAC expansion? Question mark. We'll talk about that. Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports floated some names yesterday, and they are, I think, at the very least, intriguing. Continue in just a moment. The KFH Hotline is brought to you by Twin Peaks. East at 21st and Rock, west at Ridge and Taft. Twin Peaks eats, drinks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.